Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So yeah, the story, you know, I was telling a little bit earlier that my younger brother, Robbie, who has retired from his main job, but also has a side job where he does construction and things around homes. A couple of guys he was working with tested positive for coronavirus. One's doing pretty well. One's not doing so well. And then he started feeling sick. And we got him on the phone with us this morning and constantly checking his temperature. So how you doing this morning?
I just took my temperature. It's 97.4. So I'm still below normal.
You sound really good, though.
It's just achy. There's no noise. My appetite isn't as strong as it's been the last few days, but I'm still eating. The temperature only went up Wednesday night. My wife, Soleil, noticed I had a cough. I didn't think much of it. And then Thursday night, about 24 hours later, that's when I felt the achiness, the thing in the back of your throat. No sneezing or anything, just a little runny nose, but the achiness. That would have been Thursday. Wake up Friday, it was a different ball game. Felt like you fell down a flight of stairs.
Does it feel like the flu?
Yeah, I haven't had a flu in a couple of years, but that's what it feels like. There's no nausea. I think with the flu, some people actually start getting sick.
Do you feel congested?
Very little, but again, it's allergy season up here now too, so that might have something to do with it. I think I'm faking it. I got allergies. Not
you and I were talking on Thursday and everything was fine, and then Friday you were telling me how you really weren't feeling well, and you were saying, I think I got it, because you worked around a couple of guys, right?
Yeah, I just retired from sanitation, but with my side business, I hired two guys. I do it for home remodeling, carpentry and stuff. That building where they were in, it got shut down because there was a carpool of guys who live upstate, and about 2 weeks ago, one of them got sick, and then everybody started joking, I probably got coronavirus. Well, it turns out that's what it was. So by the time they figured it out, it spread out through about 80 guys. So now you have a whole bunch of guys out of work. They tested positive Wednesday and Thursday of last week, the week that just passed, and then Saturday I went up to New Rochelle to get tested that the state runs, the drive-through. I got my results Sunday morning, and then it was positive.
Tell us the what it was like when you went to New Rochelle. Tell us what happens. You drive up, and what happens?
Oh, man, like that scene in E.T. where everybody's in white suits. Everything is cordoned off. It's run very professional. There's no panic or anything. It's the National Guard, the state police, and the county. And you first pull up, and it's two National Guards with the dust mask on. And I showed him my ID, my badge, and he's like, all right, come on through. So you go to the next guy. He takes your information, just write your name and your phone number, and then puts it on your windshield. So now, like, you're isolated. Your windows are up, and it's just a very odd feeling.
You're showing your ID, actually, through the window to them. Your window's not down, right?
Yeah, you have to put it on the dashboard so they can get the information off of it. And then you go to the third tent, which is the one you're probably seeing on TV. It looks like a catering hall tent. That's when you can finally roll your window down a little bit. These people are so professional, the National Guard and anything. If you watch the news, it sounds like mayhem, but it's so well done. And the guy's just a regular guy, you know. He sounds like somebody you would hang out. He actually asked me, he goes, hey, you know what guy named Benitez? I'm a Marine. And he left the Marines. He went to sanitation. I said, I probably know him by sight, but he's the one who gives you the swab. It's about a 7 or 8 inch long swab. It's very thin. It's plastic. And on the end, looks like a Q-tip. I guess to get the sample, you turn your head away from him. You look straight out your windshield because he's coming in from the driver's side. It goes up your nose. And then it goes back into your nasal cavity. What are you hoeing about? It's not bad.
Oh, that sounds brutal. Did it hurt?
No, it's not. That's why he told me to look straight. He said, if you feel like you're going to cough or sneeze, just make sure you keep your head straight because you don't want to, you know, shoot it his way.
7 or 8 inches from my nose is my brain. Did he touch your brain?
No,
that's what it feels like.
The piece is that long. It only goes in about 3 inches.
So you're done with that part. Then what happens?
After you get tested, you roll your window up, and then you roll up to the end of that tent. That's when this guy comes up. He explains to you what you can do, what you can't do, what number you got to call going go on the website. It's a piece of paper with that information. He puts it on your windshield, but he says, when you get out of here, and I mean when you get out of here, then you get out of your car. Don't pull over now and get it, just in case. So, and that was it. Then I came home and logged online. I got my results. I was tested at 12 o'clock. I had my results the next morning by 8 o'clock.
And not the results you wanted.
Well, what are you going to do? Honestly, I think there's a lot more people out there, especially in New York City, who are going to get it. That's the reality of it. The reality is there's a lot of unhealthy people. I'm a firm believer that the ones who are really getting affected by this have underlying conditions. One of the two guys who worked for me, he was a smoker, and he's having a tough time now. He's not in the hospital, but he's dragging on. You know, he's got a lot of pain in his lungs. It's more respiratory. I quit smoking years ago.
That's good.
You know.
And then today you're taking Soleil?
Yeah, I called up and I told them I was tested positive and that Soleil is showing signs. We lived together and the guy goes, all right, we're going to get Tarp on the list because you tested positive.
What are you doing now? You're just kind of hanging out at home. Did they give you like how long you need to be home or anything like that?
It's a 14-day quarantine from the time you got tested.
I hope you feel well. You know, I'm going to stay in touch with you throughout the days here to see what's going on, how you're doing. But thanks for giving us a call this morning.
You got it. Social distance and wash your hands.
You know it. That's my younger brother, Robbie. So yeah, did test positive for coronavirus on Saturday. And he overall, he is. He's in great shape.
He sounds great.
Yeah, he was smoking when he was a lot younger and stuff, hasn't smoked in years and things. And overall, he's doing pretty good. So that's good. But yeah, now his wife, because their home is tiny. They live in this really small house in New York in the Bronx. There's not a lot of places, like he said, because they would always be doing things. He goes, I never realized how small our house is till we're both in here all the time. And she will be getting tested later on today.
It's so interesting, though, to hear his first-person account of exactly what you go through and
what
how you feel.
What you're going through. And your biggest fear is the swab.
Sounds horrible. Yeah. And when it goes through your nose? Oh, when I gave birth, I had them put something through my nose, so that'll be easy.
I hadn't put things on
that
the
would
place.
Be easy. Yes, through your nose and... Oh, yeah.
In your nose and out of your mouth.
It was lots of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.